We then go to the converse. After having said, "V'hachikenu ma'adama mechabara," keep us away from evil person, evil associations, evil associates. We say, "V'dapkenu b'yitzar tovim ma'asim tovim." Chayfitz itzreinu nishtabedlach. Attach us to the good inclination to good deeds, and force our yitzar to be subservient to you. We all have a yitzar tov. It's a wonderful thing, and it's the part of us that strives for greatness. It's the part of us that wants to naturally attach itself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the part of us that desires to do Torah mitzvahs, that seeks meaning over comfort. It's really our neshama speaking to us. When we want to choose the right thing, even though it's difficult, even though it's challenging, even if it's not socially acceptable, that is the part of us that we want to be the dominant force. And then that will lead to ma'asim tovim, doing things, good things, out of pure motives. That's where we want to be. It's not easy. We live in a world where there are many distractions. We live in a world where there are lots of things that can knock us off course. And therefore we need to ask Hashem for the siyata dishmaya. Like the Gemara tells us, habalatar misayin lo. If a person has a desire to purify, they get help from Shammai. So we're asking for the siyata dishmaya to help us to identify with our higher selves. The truth is, even this identifying with a higher self itself is fraught with problems. And Rav Shoaib actually explains, when we say, v'chayfis itzreinu li'ishtabed lach, it's talking about the Yetzer Tov, not the Yetzer Hara, though one could learn both ways. What does that mean? Even when we do good actions, it's also possible to allow it to get out of control. A Yetzer Tov, uncontrolled by halacha, can lead us astray. The example that he brings is Nadav HaNavihu. Nadav HaNavihu will have this unbelievable, overwhelming desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They bring a voluntary keteres and they bring it into the Kodesh Kedoshim. They knew they were risking their lives by doing so. We have no idea what's going on through their heads, but they were the holiest. They're Krovei HaKadosh. They're the holiest, the most special part of Klal Yisrael. But nonetheless, it was an Eish Zara. Asher Lo Tziva Oisam. This was something that Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't ask them to do. So a person can be motivated and coming from a good place, but they can totally do the wrong thing and even cost them their lives. Rav Schwab says something so poignant. He says that a person can be coming from a good place, but they can become a kanoi, they can become a zealot. They can become a jihadi, I guess we'd call it nowadays. They can really start fighting the fight for every holy cause going. And in doing so, they can leave a lot of damage and destruction in their midst. They can shame the person publicly. Or they can harm other people in a way that doesn't accord with halacha. Yes, it's true, people might be coming from a Yetzer HaTov. But this Yetzer HaTov, which goes unchecked, if it doesn't come within the parameters of halacha, can cause tremendous damage too. And therefore, it's this Yetzer Tov, this motivation, this desire to do good, that also needs to be controlled and contained, so we don't allow it to get out of control. It can mean not doing things above our station, not pretending or trying to be holier than we are, not coming on mechzika yuara, behaving in an arrogant way, or doing things that look a little bit strange, or even very strange, even if it's coming from a good place. The Yetzer HaTov needs controlling, so it doesn't get out of control, almost as much as the Yetzer Hara does. And that's what we say, Chayfitz Yitzvein Yishtabed Lach. We need everything to come with balance.